Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Knight Santiago, and you're listening to the Nightcap Podcast. It's been a while. For those that have listened, welcome back. For those that have never listened, welcome. And for those that are not listening, go fuck yourself. My name is Knight Santiago. I am I do multimedia art, mainly sculpting. I also do cartoon animation, digital art. I do all types of shit. I used to be a rapper. I used to be a rapper, an MC. I guess I still am. It's one of those things that once you are, you always are if you weren't playing a part. And I wasn't playing a part. It was part of me. I recently had a battle, a rap battle on K-Shark TV, versus Wade Black from Brooklyn. He represents a battle rap crew called Team Hami. I represent a battle rap crew called SRG, the Steamroll Gang, and that's with my friend and my SRG brother, Sam Sos, out of Boston. Yes, so it's a Bronx Bomber and a guy from Boston. What would they call them? A Bean. A Boston Bean and a Bronx Bomber. I don't know what the fuck it's called, but shout out to Sam Sos. And shout out to all the other members of the SRG gang that Sos puts down every week. I think at this point we have 343 members, and none of them are doing shit except me and Sam Sos. That's not true. Shout out to Cuban Rob, Star, Pillar. So welcome. Today's date is November 5th, 2021. It is 2:45 in the PM, so by the time you're hearing this, it's probably 2:47. No, I don't know when I'm uploading this. But it's been a while. Things that are going on in the world. Current events. Not the one to ask because I don't watch the news. So I have no clue what's going on in the world. And I like it like that. I get most of my intel from my wife. So is it extremely biased? Yeah, probably. Because everything is being told to me from her perspective. But I don't mind that. Because I don't really have a perspective. We are still in the midst of a COVID, of a coronavirus, of a COVID, what do you call it? What would you call it? It is a COVID society? I don't know. Shit is just weird. Everybody's still wearing masks. Yeah, I guess it's necessary. I've had COVID. Not a cool motherfucker. That just sucked. But we're all vaccinated. So get vaccinated. If you think that the government is planting trackers in the vaccine, I can say for a fact, I don't know if that's true or not. That's my fact, that I don't know if that's true or not. But stop doing criminal shit, and then you can get vaccinated. Then you ain't got to... Who gives a shit if they know that you're taking a shit in the toilet right now, or you're going to buy a Tropicana juice and a bag of Cheetos from the corner store? I mean, ain't God paying attention anyway? You already got a track on you. You know what I mean? So I'm a paradoxical man, I guess. Different than most, not my opinion, I've just been told. And this fucking CRV just cut me off in traffic. Yeah, so I'm driving and podcasting at the same time. Never heard that that's illegal. So if it is, somebody tell me. Oh, y'all can email me at knightsantiago@torchupnyc.com. And you can visit my website, it's torchville.com. Don't ask me by the email and the website are different. I had a website called Torch Up NYC. Can't figure out how to switch it over to Torchville. So there you go. But things going on. I'm working on a bunch of sculptures and getting some projects in. Fun stuff. Yeah. So I'm sculpting, I'm meditating, I'm praying, I'm living, I'm guiding my kids through life with my wife. And yeah. What is new? What have I heard that is going on in the world? I don't know. I don't even know why I logged on. I ain't got shit to talk about. I just went to the store and got some frozen corn because I microwave it for the tacos that we're going to eat tonight. Been doing a lot of work for work. Yeah, I'm actually trying to put a collect. I got to revamp the website. Shout out to K-Shark TV. If y'all don't know who that is, log in. Type in K-Shark TV in Google or whatever search engine you use. Ask Jeeves, Yahoo, whatever. Duck, duck, go. type in K-Shark TV and enjoy some cool battles. I thought of K-Shark because I'm thinking about revamping my entire website. And K-Shark is one of my merchandise partners. We sell all K-Shark merch on our site. But I want to revamp it because I want to have a collectible collection to be sold on there. Sculpture-wise. So the first piece, obviously, I say obvious because it's obvious to me. So don't take that the wrong way. Don't expect it to be obvious to you. It's going to be the retired Batman. Who I've sold a few and they have not been delivered. It's been about a year. So I'm re-sculpting that and I'm throwing in something special for those that did purchase it. Also, I am continuously taking custom orders, but understand that yesterday's price is not today's price. So if you've seen old numbers on my website, don't count on them being the same. I think I should probably take the prices off of my website. But you can still order custom stuff. Prices are going up in the new year. It's not too late to get Christmas orders in. But I wouldn't wait too long. For those that are waiting on sculptures, life happens. And I will be working on them. I'm actually painting like 4 of them right now. Also, listen, remember to pray. Remember to meditate. Remember to just relax. Do something. I don't know what everybody's spiritual beliefs are or religious beliefs are, but it shouldn't matter. Work on being a good person and make sure your intent is positive, and things will eventually work in your favor. Life is life, and this life is to learn and to grow. Kind of strange bouncing around from joking around to talking about this, but I just noticed a lot of, from what I know, and again, I'm not tuned into the media or the news, or I'm tapped out. I'm tapped out of most of it because I stopped giving a shit a long time ago, because you realize that perception is just bullshit. And there's really no such thing as the perception of what we see is what the not the perceiver, but the perceivee wants us to perceive, if that makes any sense. We tend to believe what we see and see what we believe, and we are looking through a damaged, cracked lens. And I'm not saying I have all the answers and I see everything for what it is. I get deceived just like everybody else does. So my cure or my treatment for deception and influence and things of that nature is to focus on me and mine. I don't really watch the news. If it's super important news, my wife tells me, and she discusses things with me every day. I just focus on bettering myself on a daily basis and staying away, staying out the way and staying away from people and just growing on my own. So this full circle with Night Santiago, this last battle event was a treat because I got to see people who I hadn't seen in years. And it was a good vibe. Nonetheless, was not looking forward to even leaving my house, but I'm happy that I did. It was a good event. I didn't stay for the whole event. Left a little early. I actually left right before my partner, Sam Sos, got on stage. So as I was walking out, he was walking in. So that was cool that I got to. Fun fact, that's the first time I ever been that close to him physically. I mean the first time I ever seen him in person. Like we've communicated for a while, but that was cool. And then seeing some of the, you know, the fan footage, looks like we both did our thing. So I'm excited to see that come out. So just look at, it was called the Gates of Hell event. It was held at Tough City in the Bronx, and I battled Wade Black. I just watched the other day the Tony Stans versus Trey Davis. It was Trey Davis' first battle. Watching it, listening to it, you can kind of tell that it was his first battle. But I think he has some potential. And I think he knows he has space to grow. And I spoke to him for a minute. Gentleman, good guy. Tony Stans, I didn't say anything to. But watching the footage, he did his thing. Undeniable freestyle off the top skill. Again, and this is no disrespect to anybody, I have not really paid attention to anybody. I never heard of Tony Stans. But apparently he's been around a long time. Did his thing. Definitely showed the whole conditioning and all of that for battle. Definitely showed. Who else did their thing? Tony Stans is a rapper by the name of Tony Stans. He did his thing. Also Sam Sos did his thing. I did my thing. Tony Stans did his. There wasn't much. You know what's crazy? You know what I hate? And this is no shot to Kaiser or anything, but there's so many whack bum motherfuckers. Like it feels like sometimes K-Shark is a development league. And it shouldn't feel like that. Like, we got some monsters. But it seems like there's so little talent in certain places and certain times. And I'm not going to name any names. Because I don't want to embarrass anybody. And I'm not here to sound arrogant. I'm not the best. Never said I was. But I do know what I'm doing. I look at a dude like the Goon, who I battled virtually. Good dude. He knows what he's doing too. Entertainer. Tony Stans knows what he's doing. Wade Black knows what he's doing. I don't know what other sharks I could even say. No, I feel like even the ones that other people might mention in, I wouldn't put in that category. But that's just my opinion. Sam Sos knows what he's doing. For sure. Oh, and shout out to Mask from Circus City TV for trying to book me for $100 and saying that his only frame of reference was the one battle that I had on Circus City TV, which is retarded as a promoter that you don't do research on who you're trying to book. So zero respect goes to that. Mask, go fuck yourself. And you can keep your $100 because it would cost more for me to pay for gas round trip to get to your event and get back home. But I respect it. I respect your willingness to jump out the window and be disrespectful from the gate. So that's cool. Shout out to Kaiser for always booking me and giving me the great looks and allowing me to kind of play booker at times as well. Fun stuff. I've been able to throw suggestions out and he's accepted them, including the Mason and East Coast battle, my idea. But it was entertaining to me. Also, I would not have, again, I don't pay attention to the news or anything else, would not have been made aware of this unless Sam Sos told me. Alpha Ro, go fuck yourself too. Mentioned my name in a battle, and had Sam Sos not told me, wouldn't he even seen it. And those 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 views that you get from the bots, Circus City, will not be telling me either that Alpha Ro said the word night at the end of his battle and he was talking about me. Don't care. Alpha Ro can rap. I like his skill and his style. The problem that I have is with the place called Circus City TV. The way that they choose to operate, I don't agree with. Don't know who's really in charge. Don't know who's really buying views. And I think it sucks for the rappers that are involved there, because if they don't know views are being bought, they're thinking that 3,000 people are actually learning who they are. And there's rappers over there that deserve actual attention, and they're not getting it. So when you see a battle get 3,000 views and get stuck there, and then you see Peter Cologne drop a video and it gets 11 views, and then you look 5 days later and it finally has 13 views. Also, there are rappers over there that deserve attention. And I think there's a few of them who I really like and I'd like to work with if it made sense. But won't be happening at Circus City. Do I respect them? I do. I respect people as humans. I guess the only person that I don't respect is Mask. I have this feeling that he's the one buying the views too. But if it's Boss Man, then I mean, it is what it is. I just think they should be made aware. And I think everybody in these days has tried that. Buy views, buy followers, but this shit doesn't work. Like, you'll get them, but unless you have an influx of income to constantly buy these views and viewers, and eventually other real people jump on, I just don't see how that works. I just think it's unfair for the rappers, especially it being Cypher City, who started the whole battle on the beat stuff, I was told. But it is what it is. Also, shout out to Nobody, because I don't want to shout anybody out. K-Shark TV all day. Torch Up, Torchville all day. We are growing as a league. There's another event November 20th. I was set. Oh, shout out to that dude too, Scotty Optimo. Pretty cool, man. He did his thing that night too. I think his style is dope. Yeah, enough with rap though, right? Like, who gives a shit? That's the problem, that we're trying to get people to give a shit, and nobody gives a shit. And it's entertaining to some to not. I don't know. It was fun to do it, though. Shout out to Way to Black. Cool-ass dude. Fun battle. And, yeah. So, again, back to the website. I'm revamping it. Planning on putting out whole new merch for the new year. Yeah. Anyway, it was fun. We're right about the 20-minute mark. And I'll catch you next time I record a podcast, which probably is going to be tomorrow. Peace. Hey guys, so I wasn't going to come back, but I decided to come back because talking about the whole battle rap, we had a bunch of views on the Circus, the Cypher City page with me and a rapper by the name Jeopardy Battled. But I know those views were bots, so I just wanted to rap my verse to you. And you can email me at nightsantiago@torchupnyc.com. Tell me what you think, or you could email me at nightsantiago@torchupnyc.com and not tell me what you think and just leave it empty, or you can email me at nightsantiago@torchupnyc.com and talk about something completely different, or you could just not email me. But here it goes. Let's see if I can remember. I said, he could say I got the snow and I never play around. He cone a compass, never knowing his way around. Jep know I'm the king, but I don't know how to lay a crown. I'm 7:30, word to crazy, I lay him down. Especially if the ops you, what you do ain't stressing me. Need a hazmat suit just to stand next to me. Poison I delivered over time called equity. Battle you with motherfucking questions, Jeopardy. Who the fuck you think you is? I'm on a whole nother level trying to link your bridge. Gotta hand it to your optimism, think you'll live. A modified PF9 will sink your crib. The canines, the gray skies, my canines, they can't hide. Shovel from the undertaker, it's able through Kane's eyes. Train drives, the range rise, remain high. Sunrise, the gun fires, the lame dies. Landmine, the man trying to move in. Play, you lose limbs. Want to see a dead body? That man. Feet tied to concrete, the black hand. Hope I live to see you die and clap, man. Open ribs to see inside, CAT scan. Had you at the weigh-in. Open invite from Kaiser, but I stabbed you on the way in. Ain't playing, I brought what's inside out. Ain't spraying, wet him cause he been dried out. You ain't make the team, but you been tried out. You JV get backstabbed until your inside's out. Hell's anchor. Sun is hot as where the core lives. Can never be protected by any blessing the Lord gives. Thesis. Expose weak hearts. Short ribs. Telekinesis. One bad thought could lift a drawbridge. Smoke till I'm the most high. Niggas drowning in their own thoughts. Never seen a corpse. Wait till low tide. I go by the coal mine. You niggas don't know me. Acting all tough. Come on, show me. Leave you in a ditch all lonely. And call Sam Sosa. Hanging up heads on his wall like a trophy. Red or blue, it don't matter, it's a round pill. I'm the summit. From here, it's all downhill. You could drown still in a hound field. You call yourself king, but my crown real. Steamroll gang, yeah, the sound fair. Bones cracking like eggshells round here. Go to hell, Jep. I'll meet you down there. That was the verse from Night versus Jeopardy on Cypher City TV. Shout out to K-Shark. Wouldn't have did it if Kaiser didn't want me to.